This is Janie. I'm going to be talking about Lauren Wheeler's painting, which is called Could You? And when I first saw this painting, I was immediately drawn to it. I thought, oh, this is somebody making something, you know, and I thought it was about creativity and some kind of miniature something. And I started looking at it, and then I realized, no, it wasn't a fun piece, somebody who was making a toy or something like that. It was probably about destruction. If you look at all of the tools in this space, they all have a word on them: religion, values, disorder, race. And I wondered about that. And so I communicated with Lauren Wheeler, and he also wrote an artist statement. And this is what he said. He said the destructive tools represent only some of the differences we prisoners are forced to deal with in quarters as tight as 160 men per 2,090 square feet. And the damaged cell represents what often happens when those differences collide. And I believe most normal people out there could not live like this without incident, as we are expected to. So the tools that say things like affiliation and race and country are all of the categories where people differ. What he's saying is people are thrown into this incredibly tight space together, and they differ in so many ways, and it's very difficult to get along. Wouldn't anybody who was living in such a tight space be forced with an impossible task of living together with so many differences between them without any incident? And he's saying, could you do this? And I think that the beauty of this piece is that he's created a really unique metaphor that I don't think any of us have seen before, and that the piece really draws you in, and then you slowly realize what's going on. And in a sense, there's like a cell within a cell, because there's the cell that he's created and then destroyed, and then there's walls around the space that, you know, is containing all this. So for me, it's kind of like the world outside the cell is also containing us with all of these restrictions and laws and rules that are making this situation happen.
I was looking at all the tools, and in a way looking at what we don't use as opposed to the tools that we do use while we're in prison. We very seldom use values, the tool that says values. Religion is sometimes used as a farce, as a means of getting along or getting something in return, but not necessarily sincerely. So there are two prisons in this piece, but there are so many things on the wall that could be used to perhaps help people stay out of these prisons.
When I look at this piece and I think about what he wrote, what you had shared with us, my first thought is, it's not so much the diversity of the people or their backgrounds that we come in contact with in prison. It's a lack of personal space. It's a lack of space that says, you know what, this is mine, and I get to stand back and I can take a breath and I can reprogram myself, reset myself for a minute, and then I can deal with the world. We can't do that inside prison. There's nowhere to go. A lot of guys will just go to the shower and take a shower for an hour just to get away from people, because it's the only personal space you really have. All of these things become bigger and much more important and much more aggressive in prison. The religion, the values, the affiliations that people have, they're much thornier issues because there's no personal space. So when he put all of these on tools, like an axe, a hand axe for religion, a lot of times people do use religion to push people away in prison. So, you know, they're cutting things off. The values is on a vice. So it's squeezing you in, or squeezing in the people that are around you to say, I don't like this. You can't do this in this room. You can't act this way. You can't speak that way. You can't think this way in my presence. And it's a vice that people use. The chance and the time on a machete. It's often in prison that you're sitting there going through your day, and suddenly they come and tell you, you're moving. You're going to a different unit. You're going to a different prison. Pack your stuff. You got 20 minutes. You got a half hour. You have whatever time they give you, and you're leaving. You have no idea where you're going. You have no idea who you're going to be with. It's time and chance. You just get thrown into the mix. Then you have to get used to a new schedule, get used to new people, get used to a new environment all over again, and they do this continuously to you. So the idea of this prison, inside this piece, it's got this wall that's sort of built, but it's broken out and it's laying on the backside because people have broke through this and they're trying to find a way to overcome this. They're trying to find a way to get through what they're facing in prison, even though they're in that situation.
And that's what he's done by finding this great metaphor and creating an expression of this difficult reality and then being shown in the world. So he's bridged that. He's broken out of that and come through.
He's got the little chair off to the side.
It says destruction, so I feel like that chair being thrown flat on the ground in the cell was like, huh.
Well, he's got this little chair off to the side by the screwdriver that says manners. Mm-hmm. And it's off by itself. And that's very interesting why he chose to put this by itself where he put it. You know, everything has a meaning there. So
maybe it's the chair where the artist can sit and think about all this.
Maybe it's personal space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the serenity that we can have all found at one place or another, whether it's the shower, whether it's walking around the yard when it's 20 degrees below zero because yes. Nobody else is out there in the yard and you can go out there and be at peace with yourself, or whether it's an art studio if we happen to have one, or wherever it is, we all find our sanctuaries, our peace of mind somewhere, and that chair could very well be. I'm not trying to, you know, put words into this artist's piece. I'm sure he has his own interpretation of what it means, but every piece of art has a different interpretation depending on who's viewing it. And he, you know, I agree with the metaphor piece. I mean, he has created a very, very dramatic piece that some people, if they look at it closely, will get it. But each one that gets it is going to get a different interpretation.
And that's what's beautiful about art.
Well, I think that's one thing that art does for us as inmates, is that when we're sitting on our bed, because that's where a lot of art is created in prisons, is sitting on a bed, sometimes at a desk if you're lucky enough to have one that you can use. But you're sitting on your bed and you are working in this little space and you're creating this world, and it's yours. You're surrounded with intrusions, but this is your world and you get to create what's there. So it's kind of a forced separation from the environment that you're in. It's a way to find serenity that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm.